Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. What a joy and a delight it is to be able to do these programs. It is such a joy to see the Word of God coming to life in the lives of so many people. I'm very, very touched and privileged myself and honored to be able to do this. So may God use His Word in our lives today and with all the people with whom we speak today. May God use the power of His Word, which gives forth wisdom, gives forth understanding, gives insight, and it can bring great peace. And we ask, Lord, that even as we speak about Your Word today, that You would fill all of our hearts with a hunger and a thirst to proclaim Your goodness, Your beauty, Your truth for many. In all the ways that we do it, we may not have a radio program, but we have many arenas in which we speak every day. And that doesn't mean we go about preaching to people. We're friends. We join them. Some of our conversation is in some way trivial. We're just kind of catching up on one another. But what an opportunity there is, even for one verse of Scripture, or even for an insight or a way in which God has blessed you, to be able to share that with other people and to encourage them that God wants to bless them too, that God wants to draw them closer to Himself. May you be used today to bring the truth and the beauty and the goodness of God and His Word to others. The opening prayer for today is this: O God, strength of those who hope in You, graciously hear our pleas. And since without You, mortal frailty can do nothing, and it's true, without God, we're frail. We might think we're strong, but actually we're very frail. And our mortal frailty can do nothing without God. Grant us always the help of Your grace, that in following Your commands, we may please You by our resolve, by the decisions we make, and by our deeds. The first reading for today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1, and then verses 6 to 14. We're speaking now about Elijah and Elisha, some of the earliest of prophets and followers of God. This is the second book of Kings. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, he and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here. The Lord has sent me on to the Jordan. As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you," Elisha replied. And so the two went on together. 50 of the guild prophets followed, and when the two stopped at the Jordan, they stood facing them at a distance. And Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, struck the water, which divided, and both crossed over on dry ground. So here's two great men of God who are seeking to follow Him. And Elijah takes his mantle, his cloak, and he rolls it up and he struck the water and it divided. And so they both crossed over onto dry ground. When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask for whatever I may do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha answered, "May I receive a double portion of your spirit?" That was a bold thing to ask for, wasn't it? But I want to be more and more like You. I want to have what You have of the Spirit of God. That should be the cry of each of us. "You have asked something that is not easy," Elijah replied. "Still, if you see me taken up from you, your wish will be granted, otherwise not." As they walked on conversing, a flaming chariot and flaming horses came between them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. When Elisha saw it happen, he cried out, "My father, my father, Israel's chariots and drivers." But when he could no longer see him, Elisha gripped his own garment and tore it in two. And then he picked up Elijah's mantle that had fallen from him. And he went back and stood at the bank of the Jordan, wielding the mantle that had fallen from Elijah. Elisha struck the water in his turn and said, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when Elisha struck the water, it divided, and he crossed over. See, here in a sense, this is Old Testament, but here in a sense, the Holy Spirit, the prophetic call, the gifting is passing on. It's passing on from Elijah to Elisha. And Elisha is able to do what Elijah had done. Brothers and sisters, there are holy, holy people in this world that can be models for us. And because of our means of communication today, we can learn from so many people in so many different parts of the world. Wherever you see truth and beauty and goodness, try to learn from them. However you can, try to learn. And it's not just acquiring academic knowledge, that if what you see in another is the beauty and the goodness and the truth of God, God desires you to look for that. And God desires to impart to you by his Holy Spirit the beauty and the truth and the goodness of God in the lives of many. Now, how does that happen? You just say to the Lord, "Lord, give me people who can encourage me. Show me the way to go." Then keep your ears and your eyes open. Might be 5 years from now, but there will be somebody. Because God does want to help us. But so often we think, "I don't need help." But all of us actually do need help. We need a great deal of help. So when you see someone following the Lord, try to learn from them. When you see someone, and I'm not talking so much about performing miracles, though that could happen, but when you see someone who's exhibiting the beauty and the truth and the goodness of God, learn from them. Draw as near as you can to them. If they write, read what they write. Brothers and sisters, there's so many ways that God wants to help us. There's so many ways in which God wants to impart blessing to us, and so often we don't see it and we don't hear it because we're not looking for the right things. Our minds are preoccupied by all kinds of sometimes trivial things in this world. Ask the Lord to give you examples in the lives of other people who are really seeking to follow the Lord. Read the lives of the saints. Read them. And I'll recommend more and more to you books that you can read that I think will help you both to draw closer to the Lord, but also to see all the myriad ways in which God desires to work through us and to use us to bring many other people to salvation. I'll get you some books. I'll give you some titles very, very soon. Psalm 31, "Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord." Let's put our hope in him. Hope in his provision. He is a good God. And the gospel is the gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 6, and then verses 16 to 18. Jesus said to his disciples, now here's another angle that's very important. Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. In other words, you don't blow the trumpet and tell everybody what good deed you're doing. Do it quietly. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. In other words, if we do good deeds so that other people see us and congratulate us, it's not worth it. If you serve in humility, it doesn't mean that you have to hide everything, but you don't go around blowing a trumpet telling everybody what good deeds you've done. You do them quietly and simply. If someone notices, you help them by saying, "Yes, I felt inspired to do that for them." Period. There's so many ways, brothers and sisters, where the Lord wants to work through us, speak through us, heal through us, change the lives of people through us. We need to be attentive to him and to do what he asks of us, and to do it for his honor and glory. If you are blessed or thanked, accept it. But that's not what the goal should be. The goal should be that someone is brought nearer to Christ because you responded to God's call to be more generous or more kind or giving whatever someone needs. Brothers and sisters, in one way, it's such an intricate network of people needing help and people giving help. But so often, those of us who give help also at times need help. We all do. We need to give, and we need to be able to receive. And that's what strengthens and builds the body of Christ. Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing. In other words, just do it and don't think about it, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Doesn't mean that you always have to pray absolutely in secret, but don't go looking for places to pray so that other people will see you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. They look worn, they look woe begone. It's because they're fasting. And they hope that that's going to bring people's respect for them or honoring them in some way. He says, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. How many times, brothers and sisters, when we feel called to do a good deed, how many times, we might not even say this to ourselves consciously, but somewhere in the back of our mind we're thinking, well, I hope so-and-so sees this, or I hope that this gets back to so-and-so. Because we want some kind of congratulation. We want some kind of recognition. And what Jesus is saying is, don't do it for those reasons. Don't do it for that reason. To be lauded or flattered or congratulated in some way. Do it in secret, insofar as you can. You can't always. But what you can do, do quietly. And your heavenly Father who sees your generosity will reward you. That's the reward you want. May God abundantly bless you and lead you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.